June 17, 2013, to Mr. Alok Chatterjee. The subject: response to the proposed BRAI bill. Dear sir, I am a mother and a grandmother, born and raised in BC, Canada. For the past 6 years, I've been studying genetic engineering, or GMOs. I am so convinced that GE technology is dangerous that I quit my job last fall to focus on fighting the big agribusinesses and promoting non-GMO and sustainable food systems. I belong to 4 community groups who are dedicated to informing the public and local governments about genetic engineering. We now have 63 communities in BC declared as GE-free zones. Since our provincial and federal governments are not protecting us from GE foods, we are sending a strong message through our local councils. From everything I've read on the proposed Biotechnology Regulatory Authority Bill of India, 2013 BRAI, it would appear that you are proposing to dismantle a biosafety law put in place in 1989 and at the same time put the ministry that promotes biotechnology in charge of the regulation of biosafety. This is a huge conflict of interest and is dangerous for your people, your environment, and to your food democracy. After reading how the BRAI is similar to the Monsanto Protection Act in the U.S., I am dismayed that you would consider such an act that can only result in a sick country with sick people and a corrupt justice system. Besides the dangers to your democracy and your food freedom, please consider the following. 1. Research has proven that genetically engineered foods is causing liver and kidney damage, tumors, and birth defects in animals. 2. There has not been enough long-term studies on the impacts of GE foods on humans for conclusive evidence, but it is suspected of a whole spectrum of diseases, allergies, childhood diseases including autism, diabetes, cancer, birth defects and miscarriages, decreased sperm count, cancerous tumors, leaky gut syndrome, immune deficiency, asthma, and more. Genetic engineering is based on outdated science. What is produced is now clearly identified as rogue, allergenic, and toxic proteins, completely foreign to the human body. This results in the body attacking itself. Disease has increased in North America in shocking numbers since GMOs were, unknowingly to the people, introduced into our diets in 1996. GMOs are now so pervasive in our food supply, it is very difficult to avoid. Because of natural cross-pollination, there's already been a great loss to Canadian exports because of GE flax, which was found many years after the GE flax trial was discontinued. This is currently happening to American farmers with GE wheat. The contamination will continue and will also threaten non-GMO and organic crops. Monsanto is the largest seed company in the world and owns about 86% of GM seeds sown globally. They are a chemical company who profits by selling chemicals and patenting our food. It is proven that GM sweet corn has far less nutrient value than non-GMO sweet corn. This will be true of all GE crops. Not only are the people, the animals, and the environment being poisoned by increased herbicides and pesticides, but the food does not supply any nutrition. 9. Weeds have become resistant to Roundup and BT, so stronger pesticides are being used, including 2,4-D, one of the two main ingredients in Agent Orange. Monsanto is responsible for Agent Orange, DDTs, PCBs, Roundup, saccharin, aspartame, bovine growth hormone, and other harmful chemicals that cause so much human suffering. Is this who you want to align your country with? For the sake of India, the people, the animals, the environment, your food security, and the global food security, I urgently request that you reject the BRAI bill. Respectfully, Teresa Lynn.